Mac and Gatos.
The All Arizona Daily Download. Download.
The top five local stories of the day.
Now.
Five. Leadfoot lawmaker also has a motor mouth.
Yeah, Representative Paul Mosley out of Lake Havasu City recently come under fire after a video showing him speeding and bragging about speeding in other cases not cited by DPS or other law enforcement
almost
agencies.
Almost going 140.
Yeah. Mm. Mosley basically has become, let's just say, he likes to tell people how they should live their lives, including women, about whether they are working, whether they're at home, whether they're raising their children, and basically forcing his views on everybody else.
Yeah, he goes around apparently asking whether people are married. Are you gay? He has said that to one lawmaker. Are you straight or gay? Why don't you have children? He also wants to know why working mothers aren't instead home with their children.
I guess your husband doesn't make enough money.
Yeah.
I mean, just stuff that just sounds like it's unfiltered and just... The only word I can think of is nudgy. Like, this guy just doesn't...
That's misogynistic.
Well, but he also asks other people questions about their sexuality. I mean, he just sounds like an HR nightmare waiting to happen.
There was a lobbyist that has written on Facebook, and I quote, "He told me I shouldn't be in his office because he was told I had six-month twins at home and didn't know how I was feeding them when I at work."
And that was a woman. That was a woman lobbyist.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. There's another female lawmaker that said he did something similar.
Four.
Cards GM in extreme trouble.
All right, we just got the breaking news. Becky Lynn broke it for you. Okay, Steve Keim, GM, Cardinals, extreme DUI. I don't think this is two beers. When he was pulled over by the police.
No.
How much do you think he had to drink tonight?
Two beers.
That's a lie. You
yeah.
don't get an extreme DUI by having two beers. So, it looks like Steve Keim today pled guilty to extreme DUI. That means he was above... Well, what's legal? 0.08?
0.08.
Okay.
And extreme is 0.15. He was almost at least double the legal limit.
Yeah, and
it could have been higher. We don't know.
Is there a super extreme DUI?
Yes, but we don't know what that level is. There is it's called aggravated extreme DUI.
So he blew at least a
0.15. At least.
Wow.
He consented to having his blood drawn after the arrest, but said no to the field sobriety tests. So he was a lot, I know this sounds weird, he was drunker than I guess people actually thought when he said, "I only had two beers." It's more than two beers. And I wonder if he pled, if there was something else involved. I don't know.
I think the Cardinals wanted to get this thing over with because their training camp starts in a couple weeks.
You know what, that is a distraction.
No, he could go to jail for 30 days. That is a possibility.
Good. Yep.
Three.
Number three story on the All Arizona Daily Download. Dead fish stink up Maricopa neighborhood.
Yeah, we got dead fish apparently in a neighborhood. It woke up a lot of people as hundreds of dead fish were floating in a man-made lake outside of their homes. One resident.
Is it just like unbearable for you or?
I don't want to throw up.
Oh, jeez.
Well, he said, "I don't want to throw up," but he was trying to cover his mouth. With his shirt trying to filter in, I guess, all the smell out.
What kind of fish are we talking?
Red fish, catfish, bloated fish, dead fish.
Ooh, them good eatings, man.
Yeah, dead fish make great eating. how does this happen? How do all the fish die?
Smelled like death when we came out here this morning. It was that bad.
So the HOA sent emails to residents saying the cause for the mass fish kill was low oxygen. They basically suffocated to death.
They started to die off yesterday. You started seeing them. Then it was more and more. Then this morning when you come out, it was like a carpet. The whole lake was carpeted with fish.
Oh.
Why does a guy from New Jersey in Arizona?
Started to die off yesterday.
Coffee.
So what witness protection program is he in? He worked for the mob back east or something? It was carpeted. I can't believe all the fish were dead.
Coffee.
Reminds me of my friend Mickey when he got whacked.
Oh, geez.
Two.
Thai cave rescue could hit the big screen.
Yeah, and a Phoenix area company is negotiating for the movie rights.
I got to tell you, I watched a special on Discovery Channel.
Nerd!
This weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This is fascinating how they got these boys out. I had no idea the absolute manpower and behind-the-scenes stuff. I mean, the camera shows them coming out of the cave. You have no idea all the stuff that's in the caves that they had to go through to get these. I'd watch in a heartbeat.
If they make it the right way, it'd be a great movie.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. You know, it's a sad story because these children are going to be, you know, scarred for a long time. I mean, this is a traumatic event to go through. Not eating, probably being cold, wet, stuck.
In the dark,
thinking you're going to die. You've been there for 17 days, and thank God they got him out. But there is a Phoenix area company that wants to negotiate the movie rights. Hollywood doesn't wait at all, right?
No, you're right.
Not the first.
Would they have made this movie if a kid died?
They still could have. They made it about the Granite 19 firefighters that died.
Okay.
With a pretty big cast, too. But they also, as you pointed out, you got to do it the right way. So the Granite Mountain Hotshot movie, I think, was well received.
I think it was an excellent movie.
Yeah, it was well received. So they did that the right way.
Okay,
so.
And there were obviously all the men died.
Right.
So thank goodness all the kids got out.
Yeah.
But maybe we will be seeing a movie sometime next year about it.
One. Half of Arizona didn't vote.
Yeah, a new report by the Citizens Clean Elections Commission, or CIC, states half of the people eligible to vote in Arizona did not cast ballots. That's about 45% of Arizona voters sat out the 2016 election.
Wow. I got to tell you, man, I mean, it's like, I can't really blame some of them. I've got to choose between a crap sandwich and a crap sandwich.
Well, I guess I'm not going to do either, right?
I guess so. And you waste your vote if you vote for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're saying it's about 2 million people who either registered to vote but didn't, or people who are 18 and older but chose not to register.
And I can't believe they said 49% of millennials are not registered to vote at all. I thought millennials were more engaged, were more politically active, but in Arizona, 49% of them aren't even registered.
I don't even know if that's a bad number. I know that half of millennials are not registered to vote at all, but I wonder if that's across the country. It could very well be across the country.
But still, I think that's a high number, considering that the perception is that they're more politically engaged.
Well, I mean, I remember voting in my first election when I was a sophomore in college.
Yeah.
And I wanted to vote. You know? So I registered. I don't know. We're not getting a lot of people.
You registered when you're 18, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So half of Arizona voters, almost half of Arizona voters, sat out the 2016 election.
The All Arizona Daily Download. The top 5 local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The All Arizona Daily Download brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea with no mask, no hose, no noise. Go to inspiresleep.com today.
All right, coming up next, an epic walk back today by the President of the United States concerning his behavior and comments as he stood next to Vladimir Putin yesterday.
I still don't believe him.
You're not going to believe what we're going to play in just a second.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, well, there you have it. The breaking news about Cardinals General Manager Steve Keim. Talk about this in about 15 minutes, what it means for the Cardinals. He didn't have two beers like he told the cop.
Mm-mm.
He had a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Extreme DUI is anything above a .15. And Steve Keim had a .19.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, we've said it again and again and again. And we should all know this, especially in the state of Arizona where the DUI laws are very tough. In a day and age where you can just click an app and Uber home, no one should ever get a DUI. I mean, I know people who go to dinner and have one glass of wine at a restaurant, and then they Uber at home because they don't want to take a chance.
They don't take a chance, yeah.
But Steve Keim wasn't inebriated. He was drunk.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that a little bit later. And is he too good at his job to get fired?
Right, because this does change the perception and the story from what we knew before. Yeah.
All right, let's get to do you believe what you saw today?
No.
Did you have to rub your eyes?
No.
Did you have to pinch yourself?
I had to constantly remind myself, this isn't a dream, this isn't a dream, this isn't a dream. This is reality, but it's a reality that I just can't believe. From yesterday, I mean, in 24 hours, you have one of the worst press conferences and a press conference that made a lot of people angry to now the anger has shifted to, are you kidding me?
So yesterday, Trump standing next to Putin.
My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
I don't see any reason why it would be. I don't know why Russia would do this. I pretty much don't think Russia did it. It's pretty clear what he was saying yesterday. Today, Trump says he misspoke. He is walking that back. He is actually...
Which part?
Well, let's play what he said today. What we're talking about now is one single word.
One word.
Right. All right, the president today. You heard what he said yesterday, the president today.
In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't.
You got that?
I should have said wouldn't, would not, instead of would.
The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't or why it wouldn't be Russia. So just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. And the sentence should have been, and I thought it would be maybe a little bit unclear on the transcript or unclear on the actual video.
Hold on. We're talking about a single word.
Yeah.
And he's saying he misspoke. So yesterday on the show, we heard what Trump said about Russia and that basically he didn't believe his own intelligence agency
right.
when they come to him and say Russia meddled. Now, I think most of us who have a brain pretty much know Russia meddled. Okay. The only question.
Well, Friday they indicted 12
right.
people.
I mean, I don't believe that they changed the election necessarily. Like, I still think Trump would have won, and I don't think there was collusion. I don't think Trump had something to do
but we
with
now
Russia
know that,
meddling.
We
but
now
Russia
know
meddled.
That they went
Russia meddled.
Into servers.
Yes.
They tried to, whether, you know, for Hillary or for whatever, they tried to alter the election for some other game.
You ever see a hostage video, Mac?
I don't really watch for them. What are you talking about?
I'm just
about?
Saying that's what this looked like today. You had President Trump sitting,
I see what you're saying.
You had President Trump sitting at a table, and he does not ever admit fault.
Right.
Until today. He never admits that he was wrong.
You know, that's a great point you make.
He looked like a hostage.
Remember Charlottesville, and he kept trying to explain, but he didn't say he was ever wrong.
Damage
you make
control.
A great point.
Damage control.
That this time, he did say, I said the wrong word,
right.
But he still won't apologize for everything else.
The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative. So you can put that in, and I think that probably clarifies things pretty good by itself.
Oh, I gotta tell
you. No, it doesn't.
I feel so much better now, Mac.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't clarify or quantify anything.
Oh, thank God, it's all cleared up.
Okay, what about the rest of the press conference?
It's all good now. Listen, he just misspoke. Don't worry about it. All right, what's our next story?
All right. Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. What about the fact that you said I talked to Putin. Putin said he didn't do it. I believe him. What about that part?
It was a misspeak.
Yeah. What about the part that you didn't? There's 45 minutes of, I believe this, but I don't believe this. I believe this, but this isn't true. I mean, the whole press conference was a back and forth of whether something's true or not. But just one word is what he misspoke. This is what I'm sick of. I'm sick of this man insulting my intelligence.
Mm.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
I am sick and tired of people. And Lloyd and I were talking about this earlier. Are there people in the White House that think that this is going to fly? Like they're just going to sit around and they go, I got it. We'll just make him say, you should have said wouldn't instead of would, and the American people will buy it?
Some people will.
Some.
Yeah.
But the majority, as you said, of people who have a brain in their head and are not the scarecrow of Wizard of Oz fame are going to sit there and just say, no. No,
maybe,
that's not good enough.
Maybe he didn't bring his reading glasses. He got the word wrong. Listen, yesterday, it was bad yesterday, no question about it. Yesterday, I was trying to come up with, he couldn't have done this.
Any worse?
Like, no, like he had to have done what he did for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
The motivation of why throwing the United States under the bus, dismissing the intelligence community, right.
What's the reason?
Right.
There's got to be a backdoor deal with Putin where he says, Vladdy, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to take one for you. I'm going to say I don't believe in the meddling and all that stuff.
But you're going to give
me. You're going to do me a solid, and we just don't know what that is. I don't know if that even happened. That's just my thought. But he is saying that one word. You know what he's doing today? I really believe this. I think he's messing with the media. I think that he loves this.
He's messing with the media in what sense?
Because everybody's going to talk about the ridiculousness of, can you believe that Trump came out today and said, it came down to one word, I misspoke, it was plausible that this happened, please forgive me. And everybody is going to say, are you kidding me? How stupid do you think we are? I really think he likes to screw with people.
Well, we know that.
I think this has to be part of it. I think
but
he
is
knows...
this really screwing with people? It was screwing with the media, or is this, hey, I'll just get them off the fact that the press conference was so bad and mix the message of wouldn't versus would.
The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative. So you can put that in, and I think that probably clarifies things pretty good by itself.
It's like a kid going to mom and mom goes to the kid who's got chocolate all over her mouth, right? Did you steal the cookie from the cookie jar? And the little kid goes, I did not steal the cookie from the cookie jar. But 24 hours later, the kid says,
Let me clarify.
I meant to say I did steal the cookie from the cookie jar because I don't want you to call me a liar.
Right.
I mean, that's really what it is.
Our 9-year-old daughter does this, and we've caught her a couple of times, and it is frustrating as all get out. And the phrase, she says it all the time, I thought you said. No, we never said you could do that or play with that toy or do whatever.
Well, sometimes, honestly, you're not very clear sometimes, so I'm taking the kid's side.
But that's what Trump is counting on. Right. Trump is counting on, like our daughter, that we won't remember and buy his explanation when it's right there in front of you.
You give him credit for being creative?
No, I give him credit for saying he's actually wrong. But, boy, he didn't apologize for the 45 minutes. He apologized for two letters. That's ridiculous.
And if he knew he said something wrong at the time, or even if the people that were there, you know, don't you think someone would have said, you said the wrong word.
Do you do it in real time? Do you interrupt the press conference? I don't know.
Well, you
I
get
don't
a note to him.
I don't know. But you and I have done that where we think we say something and then we catch each other and say, no, you said this, and I don't remember saying it that way.
But then so you're saying there's a chance that he messed up the word.
No, what I'm saying is that in real time, we will catch each other and we'll have to go back and listen. But that didn't happen yesterday because it wasn't supposed to happen. There was nobody there that was going to go, hey, you need to clarify that. Because the whole press conference was nuts.
The walk back makes it worse.
Oh, it does. It does not help him.
It's just, nobody can believe this. Come on.
Well, nobody can believe him.
Well,
stop insulting me.
Double negative.
I know.
Oh, man. I give him points for creativity.
I can't not believe him.
I don't know what that means.
It's a double negative.
Don't do double negatives with me. It's a very negative thing to do on
the air. Like Trump.
Coming up next, a negative story about Arizona Cardinals general manager Steve Keim. We've got the blood alcohol content. It's way high. Could he go to jail? Will he get fired? Will he get fined? Coming up next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, let's continue with the breaking news that the Cardinals general manager, Steve Keim, we knew that after July 4th, we knew that he had been arrested, cited for DUI.
Mm-hmm. Said he had two beers to the police officer.
Mm-hmm. And refused the field sobriety test. And today, we find out that he has pled guilty to extreme DUI, and that is a different animal altogether, because that's just not blowing over a .08. Mm-hmm. That's almost double.
Yeah, above .15 is extreme DUI. His blood alcohol content was above that.
Yeah.
It was at .19.
Correct.
In a second, what does this mean for Steve Keim legally? But the Arizona Cardinals have come out with a statement. Joining us now is Martha Maurer, from our news team. Martha, what do you have?
Well, here's the outcome of what happened with Steve Keim. The Arizona Cardinals say that effective immediately, Steve Keim has been suspended for a period of 5 weeks, has been fined $200,000, which will be donated to the Arizona chapter of Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And during that time, the Arizona Cardinals say he will be barred from the Cardinals facilities and prohibited from contact with the team.
For how long now?
Five weeks.
5 weeks. So training camps in a couple weeks, right? So this is 5 weeks into the preseason. Okay, Martha, thank you so much for that announcement. So the Cardinals have reacted. $200,000 fine, barred from any kind of contact. I don't know if the NFL could also fine him too, or if the NFL, if Roger Goodell could also come down harshly on him. Mm-hmm. But the Cardinals have basically said, we're punishing him in-house.
$200,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'll look it up his contract, but I know that he has a big contract.
True.
Still, he's very good at his job. I wouldn't fire him. This is a black eye. It's a really stupid thing that Steve Keim did, and he knows that.
Right. But he will be punished now through the law as well, not just from the Cardinals. But you get an extreme DUI. What does that mean for you as far as your driving ability? Do you get your driver's license suspended for how long? What do you have to do?
Let's ask Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert. All right, Monica, we've got blood alcohol content of 0.19. What is it, a class one misdemeanor? What kind of punishment from the law is Steve Keim looking at?
Well, first of all, he's like 0.01 away from being a super extreme. So he should be very happy it's a 0.19 and not a 0.20, because then the punishments go up even higher. So essentially what happens is if you get an extreme DUI, you plead guilty to it or you're convicted for it, then you have a class one misdemeanor, like you guys mentioned. You're looking at about 30 days in jail. Now, depending on the jurisdiction, you might have to do that, you know, under house arrest, you might be able to, or if you might have to go down to what used to be Tent City, right? But just down to the jails. The county does it to where you have to do 10 days in jail. The rest is suspended unless you, or as long as you do everything you're supposed to do, like put an ignition interlock device on any vehicle that you're going to be driving, attend the alcohol counseling classes, things like that, pay your fines, pay the assessments. Then a lot of that jail time will get suspended and you're allowed to have work release if you qualify. Now, Chandler, they may be willing to allow him to do something at home under under a home confinement situation. And if they do it for him, they do it for everybody else too. So I highly doubt you will see any type of special treatment for Steve Keim just because he's the GM of the Cardinals.
I'm sorry, say that again, Monica. You would expect him to get...
No, I don't see him get... I do not see him receiving any kind of special treatment at all. We don't have a copy of the plea agreement in front of us or the judgment by the court of the guilt and what his conditions of probation are, but I don't expect him to have anything special at all.
Monica Lynch, of Mac and Gatos legal expert. Does he have another DUI incident?
Yeah, from what we understand, from what KTAR has received, the information, he had one back in 1996. That was a long time ago, right? That was over, 22 years ago. And when it comes to DUIs, really, it only matters if it's in the past 84 months or the past 7 years. So if he had had that within the past 7 years, then this would be a second time DUI, and the punishments go up even greater. So he is looking at the punishment from pleading guilty to this, which ignition interlock device, a lot of money, possibly home confinement or jail. He loses his license for a certain amount of time. But then, like you guys mentioned, he's punished by the Cardinals under the contract he has with the Cardinals, and he could possibly be seeing something from the NFL, like you mentioned.
But it's not like but this is his second time he's gotten caught. That doesn't make the second punishment worse because he's got he's already got it one
DUI
under his belt.
There's like a statute of limitations.
It's because it hasn't happened in the past 84 months. Here in Arizona, your punishment's increased second time if it's within the past 7 years.
Right. But, I mean, the court of public opinion, it would look bad, but not
but
legally.
Also think about the stupid things you did 20-something years ago, right?
No.
So
No,
I don't want to. I don't want to. All right, Monica Lindstrom, Mac and Gatos legal expert. Thank you, Monica. We appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
I think Monica makes a very interesting point. He was 0.01 away from super extreme.
Yeah.
Could he have lost his job there? Maybe.
That's a great question. I don't know. Well, I don't know.
The Cardinals want him to stay.
True.
Since joining the team, and I looked this up last week, the Cardinals are 20 games over 500. He's an excellent general manager, and he's a good guy,
since
and
joining
he screwed up.
The team or since he became GM? Because he's been with the team for, like, he started off.
I don't remember, but as GM, he is 20 games over 500.
Yeah, which is he does a really good job.
But extreme DUI, 0.19, way double over.
I give the Cardinals credit, too, for reacting so quickly, and we'll see that he may not only be fined by the Cardinals, but fined by the NFL.
$200,000 fine is going to be donated to Mothers Against Drunk Driving, mm-hmm. and he can't go anywhere near the team for 5 weeks. We'll continue looking at the breaking story as our news team is trying to get some more details. Coming up next, Mac, it happened again.
Yeah.
Another example of white people calling the cops on black people. But this time, it's over a pickup basketball game. Come on!
Come on, man. Really?
Next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Kato's KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Kato's KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, this month, we're teaming up with Pacifico to discover Arizona, and this week's destination is Prescott. Text the two letters, real simple, AZ to 411923 for your chance to win a weekend getaway to downtown Prescott with a hotel stay.
Well, it happened again. We got white people calling the cops on black people, Mac.
This is happening way too often.
Well, I mean, can you count the times that it's happened? I mean, it happened at Starbucks. There was a story yesterday in the news about CVS. There was a white woman in California. She called the police in April on black people who were barbecuing.
How dare they?
Then remember Permit Patty?
Oh, yeah.
The white woman who called the cops on a black girl selling bottled water in June.
That was in San Francisco, yeah.
So now we've got, let's see. We've got
Flagrant Freddy.
Ah, jeez. We've got somebody calling the cops after an aggressive screen in a pickup basketball game.
So you have these guys who go to the gym, and this was at an LA Fitness in Virginia, and they started playing a pickup basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy, I guess the term would be a hard foul, gave a hard foul to another guy.
The black guy gave a hard foul to the white guy, and the white guy called the cops.
The white guy took out his phone and said, "Watch me." And dialed 9-1 and another one and called the cops out to the LA Fitness, I guess claiming he'd been assaulted.
This is the hardest foul in America, bro.
Yep, and the cops were called.
What you guys say, Berto? You calling the cops if you get fouled, Berto? You calling the cops if you get fouled?
Come on, Berto.
You calling the cops if you get fouled?
Berto?
I don't know. Oh. The nickname, I'm not really sure.
Okay.
So, again, let me give black people some advice. You all right?
I don't know where this is going.
Let me give black people some advice. Call the cops on the white person before they call the cops on you.
How do you know if the white people are going to call you?
Just assume it's going to happen.
Okay.
You got to assume it's going to happen.
So basically, pull a Blitz Wolfer and just stand by. Something's going to go down. I'm a black person. I'm calling you just to let you know you need to come out. Stand by.
No. Let's say that the black basketball player
who gave the hard foul,
a white basketball player.
Okay.
And it was a hard foul. And that white basketball player is starting to reach for his phone.
Oh.
That's immediately when the black person needs to reach for his phone faster and dial 911.
Gotcha.
Black people, you have to have 911 ready on your cell phone because white people are going to call 911 on you. The white people are out of control, Mac. I don't get it.
The cops actually said, "Why are you wasting our time?"
Exactly.
To the white guy.
Exactly.
Why are you wasting our time for a hard... It used to be, and I don't know, you and I were talking about this. I don't know when everything got so sissified when you've got to call the cops. For just stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
Just stand up for yourself.
We've got a bunch of tattletales out there.
I guess.
That are tattling to the police over ridiculous things, and it's white people calling the cops on black people. I think if you're white and you call the cops on a black person, and it's like for a frivolous reason, the cops should tase the white person.
I could see that happening.
Next time we have Ducey in here, I'm gonna pitch.
Where's
that.
This going?
I don't know.
Oh, you're going to pitch it to the legislature?
I'm pitching to the governor. Governor comes by once a month. I think I can pitch this.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea or bad idea?
I wonder if Sheriff Penzone would back that idea.
I think it's a good. Hey, would it
you
stop?
Think the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office would actually train for this?
I think it would get white people to stop calling the cops on black people because they're sitting in Starbucks for 3 minutes and not ordering anything. Oh my gosh! Oh my goodness! We got to call the cops.
Well, they wanted to use the bathroom. I mean, that's egregious. How dare they?
I just listen. All I can do is give my advice to black people.
Call first.
Call 911 before the white guy.
All right, coming up, remember the Arizona lawmaker who sped a bunch of times on the highway and bragged about it?
Well, Paul Mosley.
He's been accused of harassing women in the workplace. We've got that story next.